You're listening to The Blend here on 90.5. I'm Tyler Alderson. And as we are getting used to having all these virtual events and virtual concerts, there have been a lot of really fun ones that I've been able to catch. And one that you will be able to catch coming up on Sunday when one of the stars of Broadway is going to be part of the Seth Rudetsky concert series. It's a fantastic show. And Adam Pascal is on the phone with me right now. Adam, thank you so much.
Hi, nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Now, we've been used to, as listeners, getting used to these virtual events. How is it as a performer transitioning in this time when you can't necessarily be live?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, first of all, thank goodness for technology. You know, because without it, we wouldn't be able to do anything. You know, what has become our version of live performing is all because of the advantageous technology we have allow us to, you know, sort of be in each other's living rooms in real time. That being said, I hate it. I want to get back on the stage. Look, there's no substitute for performing live. You know what I mean? And we're doing the best we can. And we're providing, you know, quality entertainment for people who love live performance. But it's not the same. And it's not the same for us. And it's not the same for the people watching. But, you know, these are unprecedented times, may call for unprecedented measures.
Now, you're used to, what is it? Is it 8 nights a week generally on Broadway that you, or 8 shows a week that you'd be playing front of a packed theater?
Yeah, of course, exactly. And so, you know, I remember I did one particular show here. I do a lot of stuff like in my home, as most people do with this streaming situation. But I did one show that was actually in a club on a stage with lights and sound and the whole thing. But there was no audience and it was being streamed. And I found that very, very unnerving and disconcerting. It was not to be in that physical space expecting an audience reaction and expecting an audience energy and not getting it as a performer is very unusual.
Now,
I prefer to do it in my home, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you talk about that audience reaction, and that's something that I'd love to get into a bit because people will probably recognize you from a couple of shows that you actually were in the original cast of, including one that has just been absolutely huge since it first came out, which is Rent. You're in the original cast. You're in the film version as well. And I was just wondering, how is it for you as a performer to have a role that you start playing, to have that show just take on this life of its own? I mean, it really is an iconic show for so many people.
Well, I mean, you know, we're in the 25th year now. It's the 25th anniversary in April of 2021. So we're not quite there yet, but April of 2021 is 25 years. I'll just use sort of generic adjectives and say it's amazing, it's awesome, it's all of those things. But it's also, I mean, it's mind-blowing in many ways. You know what I mean? It's to be connected to something that has had such longevity and continues to. That's the amazing thing to me is the longevity that the show has had in finding a new audience. You know, and it keeps attracting a younger generation, which is why it'll seemingly stay popular forever, because it connects to young people. Not exclusively to young people, but it connects to, I should say, a new turning over of a new audience, you know what I mean, for theater. And so, you know, people keep discovering it, you know, new fans of theater keep discovering it. It's an honor. To this day, I'm still benefiting from it in so many ways, you know. As a musician, as an artist, as a songwriter, as all of those things, as well as an actor, you know, I always wanted to be part of something that had longevity like that. I mean, who doesn't? You know, I mean, the character that I played in Rent sings one song, Glory, about, you know, wanting to leave some sort of artistic stamp behind after you go. And I could take comfort in knowing that I'm part of this and it will go on after I'm gone, you know.
Absolutely. Has anyone from the cast of Hamilton actually talked to you about, you know, what their life might be like? I'd imagine that, you know, there are a lot of similarities in terms of just having this massive smash iconic thing. I'm sure we'll be in 20 years or so talking about the 25th anniversary of that show as well.
Of course, yeah. You know, I know a lot of people that were in Hamilton. I have a lot of friends that were in that show, including Lynn. And you know, I remember watching their experience nostalgically, you know what I mean? And knowing exactly all the things they were going through and all the experiences they were having. And, you know, we had all of that too, you know what I mean? And so it was a lot of fun. And it was great to, you know, to watch from a distance and watch friends of mine experience that, you know what I mean? It was very satisfying.
Now, Rent is not, it's actually not even the only musical that you have had a big part in that is based on an opera, because there was also Aida. I don't know whether that's just coincidence or whether you do happen to go for opera-based musicals there, but...
That was totally coincidence, yeah.
But you have been in Aida. You've been in a ton of shows. What can people expect when they're tuning into this concert again coming up on this Sunday?
Well, they can certainly expect a lot of fun and a lot of fun banter and a lot of hopefully comedic moments. You know, Seth and I are really good friends, and Seth is really funny. And we play very well off each other. I've done dozens of shows with Seth over the years, and we always have a lot of fun. So, and they'll hear music from shows that I've done. They'll hear music from shows that I'd like to do, shows that I'm a fan of. So it's a fairly eclectic set, but with a good chunk of it being from shows that I've been in. So songs that people will be familiar with, with my work, you know.
So you open the door there, a show that you haven't been in that you would just absolutely, if someone came up to you, you would sign up in an instant. What show comes to mind there?
Probably Les Mis is the first one that comes to mind.
Any particular role?
Jean Valjean, absolutely, yeah.
That sounds great. I'm sure I look forward to the the Broadway show and seeing you in Les Mis. And
thank you.
I think a lot of people are going to look forward to seeing you again. It is this Sunday. It is November 22nd at 8 o'clock. That's 8 o'clock Eastern time. It's live streaming as part of the Seth Rudetsky concert series, an intimate look, and hopefully, as I said, hopefully at some point we can all get back to seeing you in a Broadway theater somewhere 8 times a week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, Adam Pascal, thank you so much for joining us. Broadway star, going to be given again that concert this coming Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And you can catch that, one of the great virtual concerts. It's getting us through these COVID times.